The reading this morning is excerpts from the Song of the Open Road by Walt Whitman. Afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road, healthy, free, the world before me. Henceforth, I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune. Strong and content, I travel the open road. I inhale great draughts of space. The east and west are mine, and the north and south are mine. All seems beautiful to me. I can repeat over to men and women, you have done such good to me. I would do the same to you. Whoever you are, come travel with me. However sweet these laid-up stores, however convenient this dwelling, we cannot remain here. However sheltered this port, and however calm these waters, we must not anchor here. Together, the inducement shall be greater. We shall sail pathless in wild seas. We will go where winds blow, waves dash, and the Yankee clipper speeds by, under full sail. Forward, after the great companions, and to belong to them. They too are the road. Onward, to that which is endless, as it was beginningless. To undergo much, tramps of days, rests of night. To see nothing anywhere but what you may reach it and pass it. To look up or down no road but it stretches and waits for you. To know the universe itself as a road, as many roads, as roads for traveling souls. So ends the reading.
I have always loved that piece by Walt Whitman, not just for its call to adventure and looking at the world a new way, but more recently for that phrase, to know the universe itself as a road, as many roads, as roads for traveling souls. That phrase really resonates for me. We are all traveling souls, and there are many roads for us to choose. Many of you will remember my Unitarian Universalist background, and that I often use the word universe where others might use the word God. What happens if we paraphrase Walt in that vein? To know God itself as a road, as many roads for traveling souls. To know God as a road, not necessarily a being who is watching everything that we do, but a journey that we interact with along the way. A few years ago, we had a book discussion group, and we were having a conversation about knowing God. Someone described the concept of the thin places, times in our lives when the veil between our everyday world and the divine is very thin, times when we have felt the presence of God, so to speak. I'm fascinated by this idea because there have been times in my life when I have felt overcome by something I didn't have words for, and this helped me understand those moments. Think of your own life. When have you felt the manifestation of the universe? When have you felt a closer connection with the Spirit? I want to tell you about a few of these experiences in my own life. Most of you know that I lived several years in Nepal. My first summer there was a little rough. I was homesick. I was just learning the language, so it was hard to communicate. I was new in my community, and I hadn't found my niche yet. And in the monsoon, it rains so much your brain feels wet. I was struggling with what I was even supposed to be doing there. One day I took a walk. I didn't know my way around very well yet, and this was hampered also by the fact that I lived on a mountain ridge that in the monsoon was perpetually covered in fog or clouds. So I'm trudging up this foggy mountainside, and I can't see anything. And this felt like a metaphor for my life. I was lost in a cloud of confusion. The road wasn't clear. But at one point, I felt a tangible change in the atmosphere, almost like a breeze. I looked up from my feet, and in the next few steps, prayer flags came into view. I found myself at a local mandir, or temple, a small octagonal or round building surrounded by flagpoles with giant prayer flags, faded but still colorful. No one else was there at the time, so I sat on a rock in the courtyard. I couldn't explain it, but even though it was foggy and cold, I felt a sense come over me that warmed me. I felt loved. It was like a spiritual hug. I felt calm and reassured, as if someone was telling me I was doing the right thing and everything would be okay. I remember being surprised at the tears falling down my face. There were no words, just feelings. I felt a sense of comfort that my rational brain could not explain, but I decided I didn't need to. Now, I can't tell you that that experience cleared everything up and all of a sudden I knew what to do. But I felt confident that I would figure it out eventually. And I did. There were many challenges on that road, but I stayed. The road chose me, and I chose the road. I have found that recording the moment in some manner helps me retain the feelings of comfort and connectedness. Writing it down in a journal, taking or drawing a picture, finding a memento like a feather or a stone worn smooth by the water. I use these pieces as a touchstone to recall the moment of clarity and all the feelings that went with it. There are times I feel I can almost recreate the moment by showing someone else the reminder and telling them the story. So I have a picture for you. I'm going to pass it around so you can see the place I was just talking about. Many of the times I have felt especially connected to the universe have happened to me in nature, on a trail somewhere in the woods, on the shores of Lake Michigan, or viewing a breathtaking vista of mountains and trees. Once when I was running in the high desert in California, a hawk flew over me and dropped a feather right in front of me. I kept that feather in the visor of my car for a long time, reminding myself of that moment of clarity and vision. Other times, I have experienced the thin place between our world and the divine have been in community with others, many times with you guys. When our dear friend Candy was near the end of her battle with cancer, and many of us gathered in her backyard to serenade her and reflect back to her the love that she had shown for this community, I felt the very air was alive. The outpouring of love and gratitude that day was nothing short of divine, and it made me tingle as I walked home that night. And I believe that very often the divine works through us as we interact with members of our community. So in the UU tradition, we like to discuss. We like to discuss the theological messages. So now I'm going to give you a chance to reflect on the moments in your own life where you have felt the presence of God or a time when you felt a particular spiritual connection. And just like with joys and concerns, I'll come around with the mic. I think it's amazing that we have such a church family that we can share these sorts of things with each other. I think that can be a really powerful experience to be able to share with each other. Thank you. So I'll end with one more story. Recently, I took a group of Michigan teenagers to a national 4-H program in Washington, D.C. And while we're there, we spend one day on Capitol Hill, meeting with our senators and representatives from Michigan. This year, the day we were scheduled to be on Capitol Hill was Wednesday, June 26th. This just happened to be the day that the Supreme Court announced their decision about striking down the Defense of Marriage Act and California's Proposition 8. In between appointments with legislators, we were able to walk by the steps of the Supreme Court about a half an hour before the decision came out to see the crowd and feel the energy in the air. And about 2 hours later, after the decision had come out, we were walking into the Capitol building right across the street, and I heard a choir singing behind us. It was so beautiful and pure. They could not have been more amazing if they had been angels singing from the heavens, and maybe they were. The sense of relief was palpable in the air, but more than that was an overwhelming sense of joy. Just pure joy to have the freedom to love and to be loved. It was incredible to be there that day. I know we still have a ways to go to achieve true marriage equality, but the sense of reassurance and inspiration I felt that day in Washington gives me confidence and energy to continue down this road. And that's what I think is the takeaway from these moments of divinity, these thin places in our lives. We gain sustenance from those moments of clarity to help us through the rest of the times in our life. We don't always feel so connected to the universe, but we can remember what it feels like when we do, and we can use that knowledge to give us confidence in times of challenge. Amen.